This is episode 4 of the Dead End Gaming Podcast with your homies. We like your homies. We your gaming homies. BZ430 and, you know, yours truly, Kenneth B. Inch. Thanks again, everybody listening. All the feedback, the interactions, man, is really, really dope.
Yep, keep commenting on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Because I'm coming to y'all right back.
Yeah, I saw you in there. I was
I'm live in here. y'all comment. I'm definitely gonna say something to y'all.
Yeah, so that's extremely dope. Yeah, man. So, you know, last week, you know, we talked about the Big Chainsaw Man. I thought it was funny when I was editing the show. I think I called him that. I was like, so I was like, oh, that'll be a nice, fun little title.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anyway, we're going to go ahead and jump into this. I guess we're going to kick off with games that we've been playing. What you been playing, B?
Yeah, you know what? We pretty much been playing the same
so
game.
So we are?
Yeah.
Devil May Cry?
Yep, Devil May Cry. Because we both, I think, I text you my picture, and then you put it on Instagram, and you had mentioned me in Twitter. I think you put it on Twitter as well, and everybody went fucking nuts. Mm-hmm. So then I saw your damn live Twitch the other day, which was
fucking hilarious. It was last night.
Was fucking, I think I watched about a good, because I think you had it for an hour. I think I watched like about a good 33 minutes of it. I was fucking cracking up. I was dying laughing.
I did the first two missions.
So you got to get that. You got to get your camera, man. You got to get your PS4 camera.
I do, man. The folks missed a lot. I had my headsets on.
You sound clear. But yeah, if you get your camera, I'm telling you, and when it posts up, it's going to have a screen of you right there. It's going to be on the top right. And I saw you chatting with the people on the right.
It took me a minute to realize that they were listening. B and I, we've been playing the same games, Devil May Cry. So,
but I'm going in chronological order. I think Ken is going in the order of the, you know, game.
You're not? Chronological, baby.
So you're playing 3?
I'm sorry. Yeah. I misunderstood.
You play. It's like you're going Devil May Cry 1, 2, and 3. I'm playing 3. I'm playing 3, 1, and then 2, because in chronological order, the third one happens before the events of the first one.
That's interesting. So let me, because I might
switch. You might switch it up and do it.
So I know.
And I'm already on mission 4. I'm already on mission 4 on part 3.
So I understand why you're doing it, but tell me why you're doing it. I think I understand, but tell me why. Let me hear from you.
Just get like a full fledged story. Okay. I mean, because like when the games originally came out back on PlayStation 2, mm-hmm. I thought it was in chronology. You know, I thought 1 was 1, 2 happened after 2, and 3 happened after, you know, after 2.
Yeah.
So, you know, once I started reading the story, I looked at how Dante looked. He does look a lot younger and more vibrant in the third one. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, in the first one. And in this part 2, his hair is a little more gray. He looked a little more aged in part 2. So, like, you know, once people started breaking it down, I was like, okay, yeah. So then now that I know they're in that order and now I have them all, I have all 3 of them, I'm just going to play 3 first, play 1, and then play the second one. If I have 4, I will play 4 after I play the first one, because technically it's 3, 1, Devil May Cry 4, and Devil May Cry 2.
So the worst of them all is the last one that you have to play in chronological order.
Right. Right. And second one is my least favorite, but you know, I'm gonna still play it.
It's everybody's least favorite.
Yeah, I'm gonna still play it because you gotta play this other character. It's like it's some chick in there called Lucia, I think that's her name. Mm-hmm. Some chick you play with. Like, it's like the first half you play with Dante, and then like another half you play with her, and then like the last boss fight you play with Dante, and that's when he go further down in the hell with his motorcycle. That's why in part 5, the trailer, you see him come back up from hell from the motorcycle, mm-hmm. because it's picking up from where 2 left off. So yeah, that's all, man.
You know, because the way you're playing it, it's almost like it's you're setting it up for 5.
That's why I started with 3.
That's why I'm kind of thinking about doing it that way too, because I do think that will be fun to kind of switch it up a little bit. Because I almost bought 4 because I think it was like $10 on the PlayStation.
And I still got my PS3 too. I still got it, but I'm trying to see that they got one for like a remastered version on 4 for mm-hmm. Devil May Cry 4. So I haven't seen it. And then when I do see it, the price for it is ridiculous.
I think they do have a PS4 version of 4. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because like I said, it was like $10. I was like, oh, let me just go ahead and get it. I have all of them, you know, and then I'll be good. But
you got it for $10.
I think I saw it for $9.99 on the PlayStation Plus store.
Really?
Yeah, it was like 50% off or something like that. Or GameStop. But I know I saw it for that price. That's why I almost bought it.
And it wasn't for PS3.
I don't think it was for PS3.
Okay. I mean, I still have my PS3.
May have been. But now that you're questioning me, you got me down. You know, I'm kind of doubting myself.
I think
it was for PS4. But yeah, that would be interesting to play it that way, and maybe a little fun. So I'll definitely think about that. But
PS3 again, I'm looking at it on GameStop right now. PS3 $9.99.
Okay, so it was a PS3. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, just to give just a little bit of a backstory, because this is a recent development from the last episode. I didn't hear I heard B when he said, "Oh yeah, it's $10 off," but it didn't quite register. And I was like, "Oh, let me go on here and I was gonna get the game from it was either GameStop or PlayStation Plus. I was checking Best Buy and all the other stores to see if they had it for $20. And then I was like, $30. I thought B said this was $20. And then I went to Amazon. I was like, "Oh, it's a discount." So I was like, "Oh, let me go ahead and cop this for Prime."
Right.
Yeah, Prime.
Prime, you might as well go ahead
and
get it.
And I remember you saying Prime, but I didn't know that price was a discount because of by being a Prime member. So, okay.
So it's digitally. When you purchase it, they just give you the digital code.
For
part four. Oh, I might get this.
So that's what happened. So I went in and I was like, "Well, man, forget it. Let me just go ahead and get it." So I went in and got it. Came Sunday, and I wanted to play Sunday, but we were still recording and stuff. So went home, telling y'all a lot. The in-laws cooked dinner, so I went over there, ate
didn't
good.
Have no time.
Roast
didn't
potatoes,
have time.
Yeah.
And I was out of town.
Yep, Fear the Walking Dead came on, and then it was Insecure. Make sure you guys listen to the Insecure recaps that we do every Sunday. And yeah, just didn't have time. So I said, "I'm going to sit down and play it." And I played it Monday, the 20th.
That was dope. You went live.
Yeah.
Are you going to go Twitch every time you play it?
You know what? I think so. Okay. So I am going to definitely get a camera. Okay. So the other thing we talked about, and you guys let us know what you think, if you guys wouldn't mind checking this out. So we just talked about documenting, our Devil May Cry experience. Playing the game all the way up to five, and just kind of putting that on and just coming on here, just kind of talking about different things. So if we're going to do that, I'll probably definitely have to play in the order that B's playing so we can talk about it. Just little things here and there, like the rusty key. I couldn't find the rusty key because I forgot. I forgot the whole game. It was embarrassing.
Man, you sound like you was like a 60-year-old man trying to find a damn key. That shit was so funny, man.
I was like, man, because the hand came out. I was like, okay, and it didn't register. I had to get all the orbs. So I got the orbs. Okay, didn't go here. And then I don't remember them being that hard.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, yeah, man, I'm going to handle these. So I started shooting them. Then the one dude started blocking. I'm like, wait a minute. They keep coming, and they're not dying. Mm-hmm. And then, man, when I got killed the first time, I was like, oh, this is real.
Yep.
So I had to take it a little bit more serious. So onward and onward, you guys can watch it. So I finally got through. And then, it was just even just playing it, my reactions or whatever. You guys got to hear it. But it got to a point where I woke up Miles because he was in there sleep. And he just came, walking in there. So he in the background talking to me while I'm playing.
There's all the commotion you was doing.
Yeah, there was all that. Yep. All that extra loud noise for no damn reason. But that's how we play, baby. How we play. I be telling y'all. It's no joke. But then the scissor things. I'm walking around early just chopping up everything and totally didn't chop down the table to get the gun. And then so I beat the guys with the little pistols, Ebony and Ivory. Mm-hmm. So one of the guys, shout out to, and I know I'm going to butcher this name, Sabin or something like that, S-I-E-B or whatever. He was commenting, man. Yeah, he was on the Twitch stream. Towards the end, I think I lost 5 or 10 minutes trying to figure out what was the last step, and I had to put the thing in the thing so I can finish the mission. Because I was like, man, I need to finish this mission because, it's time for me to go to bed or whatever. So I did that, and then after that, it was over, so... But, yeah, so every time I die, my kid would be talking mess. I'm like, oh, Dad, you died or whatever. So I'm talking back to him. So I didn't have the shotgun to beat the little scissor man.
Yeah.
I called him the scissor man.
So that's what dude, it is. That's what it looked like
yeah,
they have. Yeah.
Yeah. So the dude that was watching, he was like, wow. He said, I can't believe you beat him like that. And I was like, what? I mean, what are you talking about? Beat him like that. I took him out. Like, so then it was like, then I was like, oh, there was a weapon, the shotgun. I was like, dang, I made that a lot harder.
Yeah.
So then I was talking, but here's the thing. So yeah, I laid them out, but I had no energy. So I'm running around from everybody. But I mean, you know, hey, I look like a rookie because I'm out of shape. But you know, sometimes the skills show back up.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the skills show back up. So, but the biggest takeaway was the camera. I did not know the camera wasn't that bad back in the day.
Right. The camera angles, and as you walk in and it's like turning around, you like, you don't, first you think you're going straight, and then you're looking and you're going diagonal. You're like, wait a minute, what the hell? That was something I had to get used to for like the first 10 minutes when I started playing. I was like, okay, I got to get used to this. Like, because every time you're running, you're going up the steps, you straight ahead, then you come back, and then it's got the back angle view, and mm-hmm. then come back again, and you angle. It's like, yeah, I got to get used to that. And when you're fighting, the camera angles turn while you're fighting. So, yeah, it's nuts. It's something to get used
yeah.
to.
Yeah. So it's still the same way in 3, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's still the same way.
Yeah, so that was an experience because using the thumb to try to move the camera around. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is, like, when they switched to that type of camera, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I hated that camera because I couldn't maneuver the camera. And now, you know, it's a little bit more natural to me, and I kept trying to
You'll
do it.
You get used to it. You'll
and now, it. Yeah, I got to kind of get back to the way it was. So that's my week in gaming, Devil May Cry. So one thing B and I talked about. So, yeah, let us know if you guys want to hear us kind of like chronicle our play experience, during that. And other games. Yeah, we want to do other games, too. So we'll definitely document that. And
speaking of other games, people that's in the comment section, someone brought up a good idea too in the comment section, and I'm gonna try to find them and shout them out right quick. And I think I'm gonna do it, and I think I'm gonna make that announcement on here right now.
But while he's doing that, we're also gonna try to set like a play schedule so you guys will know what we're playing and when we're playing.
Oh, he don't even have a username. I mean, it's just user 87281 whatever. But he asked, do I plan on creating a Dead End Gaming Destiny clan? And I'm willing to do that. If anybody wanna, if you got a PS4 and you want to hop in a Destiny clan, please let me know because I'm gonna definitely need some players to play that raid with. Once the
that's a
comes
that's
out.
A pretty good idea.
I completely forgot about that.
So I'll be in there in the back.
So, if anyone that want to be in the clan. And if you got a PS4, shoot me your probably in the comment section, or if you hit me up on Twitter, DM me your PlayStation ID.
Yeah,
we can get a fire team going, and that'll be straight. Because sometimes I have trouble, and I need experienced gamers too. I want some experienced guys that played the game, that's been playing the game. I don't want no super newbie, especially if you're playing raids, man. Them raids is hard, and you got to communicate. Like you have to talk when you're playing a raid. It ain't no just sitting there shooting. You got to, like, talk and strategize with your other teammates. So
is that when you're fighting against other people?
No, that's the Crucible. That's the PvP, okay. Player versus player. No, the raid is you're going against the computer. Like, you're going against the enemies, but it's, like, certain strategies how you got to beat bosses and stuff. You got to talk. You gotta be like, look,
okay.
I'm gonna take care of this, and you stand over here. And then when this happens, when this flashes, I'm gonna take out this person and take out this person. And y'all stay over here and shoot. Like, you gotta really communicate when you're doing a raid.
Because I play more Destiny, and this is embarrassing. It really is. But yeah, I was forgot where I was going. Some guy that had an energy shield. I forgot what planet I was on.
Mm-hmm. Was it like purple?
Yeah, I had to get to some shard.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
okay.
It was that one.
Yeah.
So I got out of the way, so I had to fight him, and I just kept dying. So then I think there was another gun you had to get, mm-hmm. a more powerful gun,
mm-hmm.
But then you only have like 5 shots of bullets,
right.
Or whatever.
Right.
And I'm embarrassed, but my son, Kendall, he was like, give me here, let me do it.
And he beat it with flying colors.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He took them all out. He died like 1 or 2 times, but after that, he got it, took them out. So
thank God that wasn't on Twitch.
Yeah, it wasn't. I was low key mad. I didn't want to show it, and it was low key embarrassed because I'm like, man, I wanted to do that. I wanted to play, and I wanted to beat him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because then they got the little staff and stuff, so he running around. So he got to do all the fun stuff. So I'm not gonna play when he's around anymore.
Nope, don't, because he's gonna put you to shame.
Yeah, he put me to shame. But yeah, that's my Destiny 2 update. But I got far. The dude just kept killing me. I was like,
Did you figure out which planet? I remember you called me. Did you figure out which planet to go to next?
Yeah. I don't know which planet. So is there? Because you said there's no order, right?
I mean, it's like when you complete a different mission, you're gonna see a symbol. It should be like a particular symbol that you're gonna see next. I wish you could pop it up. I can explain it to you better if I show you.
Because that way
you'll know. Like if it's certain on Earth stuff on Earth, you'd be like, okay, well, I'm done with this. So then you go to another. It'll let you know.
So
like,
there's
this
a
planet
clue.
And it'll let you know like this planet is now available. So you go there and then you start your first mission there and you get the going. So
yeah, because I want to play. That's why I called you. I'm like, I want to play the game in order.
That's why you got to listen to that little ghost too. That little listen to him sometimes because they kind of guide you.
Because I do be, you know,
you be in your own world.
Yeah, I'd be ignoring that.
Sometimes if it's for you, you got to listen to it. For me, I don't listen to it because I kind of know what to do.
Yeah.
I just play some music while I'm playing the game or whatever. But yeah, for you, you gotta listen to your ghost because he'll tell you what to do.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll listen to him. So there's some gaming updates. Shout out to Kevin. He sent over some
quick,
topics.
Before you get into that, go ahead. Gaming updates. GamesCon is going on right now in Germany.
Well, yeah, go ahead.
GamesCon, which is in Germany, is held every year around this time of the, you know, around August for like 4 or 5 days, kind of similar to E3, how it is in LA, just like a big convention where they show, you know, upcoming games and everything. And they're not really showing nothing too much new because usually when E3 shows everything, it's like they don't want to repeat it. But I mean, they show some more gameplay of the new Resident Evil that's coming out. They showed, I don't know if you saw, I think I tweeted you or texted you that they showed some more Devil May Cry 5 stuff, some exclusive Dante stuff.
Yeah,
they showed some of that. They showed some a new Rainbow Six game that's coming out, a Tom Clancy game that's dropping, and it was another game that they showed too as well. And I was like, okay, but yeah, they're not showing too much. But it's the first day. It's 21st. It's exactly this, as we're recording this. It goes from the 21st to the 25th. So as of right now, they're just showing a little snippet. I'm pretty sure they're gonna show some more stuff tomorrow. And, you know, the day after, leading up to the weekend.
So is that something that I should be paying attention to? Like, is it a thing or is it just?
Yeah, it's like, like I said, it's like E3. I mean, you know, it's just like they version is like another version of E3 that they just that they have.
It's just not as popular as E3. Is it?
It's popular. It's just overseas. I mean, it's popular for gamers. Yeah, if you pay attention to E3, because I don't think you saw someone hit us up and was
I was like,
it's a big deal. It's a big deal.
I know E3. I didn't really know that one that much.
I mean, E3 is a big deal now is because now the public can go. Like, people like me and you can go there.
Yeah.
That's just recently.
But even before then, like, I would always see E3 trending.
Yeah.
And, and then, of course, you know, TJ, he would always talk about it, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. But I haven't really ever heard him talk about, like, GamersCon.
Yeah, that's much. That's real. That's serious. They show a whole bunch of exclusive stuff. But they do it different, though. They just show just, like, gaming stuff pretty much every day, where E3, they have, like, a Nintendo day. And the next day is the Xbox day. And this is the Sony day. So, like, they just kind of, like, break it down. But with GamesCon, it's just like, here it is. Like, every day is, like, something. No matter what system it is. And it's in Germany.
So yeah, Kevin sent us a bunch of stuff about Xbox. I guess he didn't get the memo.
About Xbox?
Yeah, so.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We got an Xbox player in the room with us right now, too, though.
Oh, FIFA.
But FIFA plays. He played PlayStation as well. He fuck with PlayStation.
Yeah, he does. Know? But, you know.
Yeah, Ampedestrian. That's a good one. Beef on Ampedestrian is with it. I'm strictly right hand. I'm all Sony. Like, I can't shoot with my left, man. I can't shoot my left when it comes to that. But what was you about to say? I'm sorry.
That was it. So I'm gonna have to holler at him about that. But PS4 baby, PS4. But anyway, but yeah, I did look at the Devil May Cry 5 stuff. They kept the same noise, like the little intro, whatever it's called.
I don't know what you're talking about, the little sound effects as the old games. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought that was dope, man. But I love the way, like, the enhanced graphics, the way they look.
Because, you know, this is the first Devil May Cry on a new gen systems, you know what I'm saying? So, like, they really put their time in. And they were showing some, you remember Soul Calibur?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? You know they got a new one coming out for PS4.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Soul Calibur 6. I believe it's Soul Calibur 6. Yeah, coming out on PS. I used to play that game a lot back in the N64 and GameCube days when I mean Dreamcast days when I had a Sega Dreamcast.
I played it, but I didn't really play it that much.
And it was on arcade too. It was pretty popular back in the arcade in the arcade days too. I don't know if you're familiar with Dark Souls. You ever played that before?
Mm-mm.
That's dropping. They showed an exclusive trailer for that one that E3 didn't show. I think Dark Souls is a PS play. It's a Sony exclusive, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken. And then they showed like I said, more Resident Evil 2 stuff, which I can't wait. They got like a 15-minute game footage of that for Xbox for the Resident Evil. So that's like one game I can't wait. They showed some Spider-Man stuff, some new Spider-Man stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's dropping. Dope.
So yeah, it is Soul Calibur 6. I was looking up, making sure I had the right Soul Calibur right. But a new Assassin's Creed Odyssey that's dropping for PS4, and people love this game. And y'all know how I feel about this game. Overrated, but Super Smash Brothers. They show some more footage of that one, but
yeah, I saw the Assassin's Creed. Yeah, mm-hmm. I still got to finish. I'm playing the Negro Assassin's Creed.
That's one of the best ones too.
Yeah, I like that one. I like that one. You on that ship?
This fool said the Negro Assassin's Creed because the main character you play with is a black guy. Damn, Ken. Of course he's gonna say the Negro one.
Dead in gaming, baby.
Jesus Christ! Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh man.
Have you dug deep into whatchamacallit some more?
What's that?
God of War.
No, I need to go back to that. Yeah, I need the dedicated day for that, too.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely got to schedule these days out so I know what I'm playing and when. All right, so anyway, so yeah, that's a little quick gaming news and updates, stuff that we care about.
Mm-hmm.
So moving on, so games that we wish would come back. What you got, B?
Who said Mega Man last week? Did you say?
I said Metroid.
You said Metroid.
Yeah, I said Metroid.
I feel like I said Fight Night before. Did I say Fight Night the first week? Because I keep fighting for that one. I need another Fight Night.
You did
just for me and FIFO's sake. Because me and FIFO used to have battles.
I remember
on that damn Fight Night, boy. On that damn fight, they need to make that game. They need to bring that back. If I said it before, this is gonna be the second time I'm saying that again. They need to bring Fight Night back because with all the boxers that they can put on that game. The Anthony Joshuas, the Terrence Crawfords, Errol Spence, the classic, like, legendary boxers that they can put on that game. Like, they need to bring Fight Night back. I don't know what EA is doing, but I need that game to come back just for me and FIFO's sake so we can have battles on that damn game. Because, boy, man, me and FIFO, it was like Ali and Frazier on that damn joint. FIFO, remember, FIFO will tell you. FIFO will definitely tell you. Fight Night? Man. I told you. Man, I told you, man, dude, we was like Ali and Frazier up in that, but every time, like, hey, yo, B, you ain't got on that Fight Night? Like, all right, yeah, they need to bring that back. So that's the game I'm saying right there.
Do you remember a game?
Ooh, that's a good one. Killer Instinct. Shout out to FIFO. Shout out to FIFO. They need to bring Killer Instinct back. Yes.
I wasn't all that.
You know,
into
I got that
game?
On my Super Nintendo. My
you little, do?
Yeah, on my Super Nintendo thing, I got it on my Super Nintendo, the classic that they remade.
Yeah, I didn't get into that game that much.
What?
I remember all the brothers around the way, man, were into it. I just, you know, it was just another fighting game for me to learn combo moves. I was like, I'm good. Yeah, I didn't really get into it, but it definitely was highly
Instinct,
popular.
Killer Instinct was the shit, man.
Yeah, so I definitely wasn't gonna play and you know get my tail kicked because you know they start bragging and talking crap about me.
Right.
So, nah, that wasn't gonna happen. I'm gonna just stick to what I know. Let's get this Street Fighter.
Good call, FIFO. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one. Killer Instinct.
Yeah.
Killer Instinct. Man, do you remember a game?
Uh-oh.
Called Gauntlet.
Yes, four players. I know it was big in the arcades.
Yeah, and they had one for the console, too.
Yeah, I think it was. I think it originally came on Sega and Super Nintendo. I think that's when they first made this.
I'm pulling it up now. But
I know it was really popular in arcades. Like,
man,
you go in there.
Yep.
If you had three other friends with you, like, you used to always argue who's going to have a girl. Like, oh, you're going to pick the girl this time. Like, no.
Yeah, sure.
I remember that. Yeah. I remember Gauntlet. So that's the one you
that's
like to see
the
back.
One. Bring back Gauntlet.
They have a game. Well, you remember the game I mentioned to? I think I mentioned on last week's podcast called Dead Nation and Alien Nation.
Mm-hmm.
It got that same type of like setup as Gauntlet have, like where it got like that overview type
of view.
And you fighting. That's what Dead Nation is like.
Okay,
so yeah,
okay.
You can play up to like four people and y'all fighting against zombies, and it's like that same little setup,
mm-hmm.
like that overview setup. So that's why I was talking about that game.
I got a couple more. I'm trying to. I can't remember the name of it right now. But I used to play it a lot, so it's coming. I'm still looking for it, but that'll be in a future episode. But, yeah, that's it. So Gauntlet, Killer Instinct and Fight Night.
Me and FIFO need EA. We need Fight Night back, okay? Just do it for me and FIFO. We need Fight Night back. I need to have another trilogy or a game or a seven fight series with FIFO. I would love that. And we can record that live on Twitch. So.
Oh, yeah.
Man. I got 20 on me. Man. Like, for real. All
right. So, let's get into some comments, and then we'll wrap up this week. So,
People in the comments, I got it. Near Automata, remember that game I showed you last week? I got it, so I just need to play it. Actually, yeah, y'all follow me on Twitch, man. You know, BZ430. I might go live on it sometime, either this Friday or Saturday. I go live on that and play that game as well as my Devil May Cry stuff. I'm gonna play that. So I'm just looking in the comment section. So people wondering how I got that game, they saying how amazing it is. I got it now, so I'm about to find out how amazing it is. I can't believe I slept on it last year. It came out last year. What else?
Yeah, I had a brother hit me up, man. He sent me a DM. Shout out to Phil. He just said he was big fan. He's been watching for about 4 years now. And he said he's a fellow black PS4 player. He said there's a lot of us out there. He just wanted to link up on Destiny 2. So I'm going to hit him back to see it, see how good he is. But if he's been playing for a while, I'm pretty sure I will hope he is good. But yeah, we're gonna unite the black gamers, my brother. That's what we're doing, man. We're gonna bring us all together. And we're gonna represent. So let's see what else we got with us. You on SoundCloud?
Yeah, I was trying to look for the episode for last week's episode.
All right. So why are you doing that? Tia Miyakota.
This
on Twitter. Basically saying, telling me to dodge Devil May Cry is like, basically telling me to dodge a bullet. I think people are misunderstanding that I played the game. I played Devil May Cry 2.
Right.
I played Devil May Cry all the way up to Devil May Cry 3. So I understand how bad the game is, but again, I'm just not the kind of dude that's just going to go watch a recap on freaking, YouTube.
Right.
I'm not built that way. I'm old school, man. I gotta take it out. So I gotta go through it, man. So
Captain Fab said,
but I appreciate you guys looking out for me.
Right. Yeah. They gonna look out for you, especially they watching your Twitch, man. They gonna look out for you. Cause I was watching that. I'm like, damn, Ken, this is horrible.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Captain Fab said, can't wait to see y'all stream some cool gameplay live from the studio. You guys are building something very cool. Shout out to you, Cap. And he also said that new Spider-Man game looks like it could be the Arkham City to Spider's video game series. Yep, I completely agree, because I think this new Spider-Man game is going to be like on some Batman Arkham Knight type dope shit. So, yeah, I agree.
Back to Twitter, Jordan Cope 18 just said that he heard a rumor that 2K19 is going to be a little bit more arcadey this
really?
Year. Really? Yeah, with animations. First of all, here's the problem.
NBA 2K19?
Yeah. Really? I got a rant. I really need an option to turn off halftime, the intro, and all the cutaway scenes.
They're giving you the NBA feeling,
I
man.
I don't want it be.
Why not?
But I don't have patience. I just want to play the game.
You can press. You can skip it.
No, it's hard because I be pushing every single button on the controller, and the damn thing still don't skip.
Can you
takes
skip
forever.
It? You can skip that.
It takes forever.
It does.
It takes forever, bro.
Here's the thing. I know where your frustration comes from, because when you're in the mode, you just want to play.
I just want to play.
I feel you, but I understand what B's saying.
It's the NBA feeling.
Yeah, I don't want that. I just want to play.
If you wanted to feel like TV, you would watch a real NBA game. Pretty much, that's what you're saying.
I want to play. Just give me the X button or the triangle button, right, so I can skip
it.
Let me just skip. Just
I don't
one
know,
option.
Man. I like that.
Just one line of code.
I like that. I like it. It gives it like. Now I understand if you play it like if you've been playing it for a million times, then yeah, you can just like.
But that's what I'm talking about. If you've been playing it for months,
yeah.
I know what y'all are gonna do. You're gonna bring this. Whack ass looking Stuart. It's not Scooter. Who is the other? David
Aldridge.
Yeah, you're gonna bring him out here. You're gonna do a little interview.
It's NBA on TNT, man.
I'm waiting for all them to retire.
Yeah.
My guy John Barry. They got all.
Like if I if we.
Weber doing
It's so annoying.
If I bust the game open, I'm like, okay, FIFO, don't press nothing. Like, let it.
It's
play.
Fine the first couple of times.
Let it go out.
By game 150, I don't that's need to hear it. Them say the same so that's thing over again. I need to skip it.
They
let
might
me turn
say
it off.
They might say something different.
No,
if you different teams, they're gonna say something different.
Man, I just want to advance it 20 years in the future where all them dudes are retired, so they're not gonna pull a rookie. Like, I just want one offsetting. That's all. Just give me one.
Okay.
Off. That's it. Little rant. So yeah. So the Arcady, I don't know if I'm feeling that. Anyway, go ahead. Rant's over.
You good? You sure?
Yeah, I'm good. I just had to say it.
Crazy, man. Yeah, I think I mentioned it earlier. Somebody asked me about he just don't have a username starting up a Destiny clan for Dead End Gaming. So yeah, I do that. Long as y'all hit me up, y'all on PS4 and experience, hit me up because I ain't trying to get no rookies through some damn raid. So I need y'all to be experienced. And he, someone else asked us, Jupiter Psy. He's a big Tekken scene. He said it's a big Tekken scene in Atlanta. Y'all play fighting games. I respond back to him not as much as I used to. Like,
Yeah.
I didn't know Tekken was big in Atlanta. Like the
I didn't either.
Scene. Yeah, that's what he new. Said. He said the Tekken scene is big in ATL, so I had no idea. But that's
I joined the yeah.
Yeah, tell them about that thing you
yeah,
sent me.
Yeah, last one on Twitter, and then I hit that real quick. At Yup, it's me again. Yo-Kan Metroid 2 is a remake of the Metroid from Game Boy. Its playstyle is Metroidvania, just like Super Metroid from SNES or Metro from NES. Check it out if you can. And he has some other gaming suggestions if we want some. So yeah, shoot those over, my brother. And you know, we'll check those out. And yeah, so what I was about to say is that yeah, I just got a random email. This is number one proof. This is proof that they be monitoring you on the internet. Because I just get a random email talking about, join the Atlanta gaming meetup or whatever. I go to the WordPress meetups, but that's for, work and business. And then I just get one randomly about that. So I thought that was a little weird. But it was right on time. So I did join, but I think it's new because there was another email about just kind of probing and asking where people are.
Because that other one was near you, right?
I don't know. I don't know because I couldn't get any information on it. But the person that suggested that whole thing about the Destiny 2 clan to get on Dead End Game. Mean Mugger. Yeah, I remember him from the live show
he
did.
He was at the Black Milk Show. I bumped into him at the Black Milk Show. He's here.
If you got my – I don't know if you still have my number, but text me. If you don't, shoot me a DM. He was at the live show we did at the independent film.
Okay,
festival
yeah. I remember that.
Ago.
I remember that.
my bad, homie, because he was supposed to be on the show. Like,
he listen.
Yeah, he does. I told him he was gonna be on like an episode like that year, and he still hasn't been on the show yet. So I owe him. But just hit me up, man, and we'll talk. For real. Anyway. But you know that whole idea about the Dead End Gaming Destiny clan or whatever. Maybe we should just create a Dead End meetup group, or a black game. I mean, there probably is, but something like that. So I'm thinking. Y'all give me some time to think about it, and then I'll put something together, especially for the brother from Atlanta that with talking about the Tekken thing. Maybe we can link up there and do some stuff. So yeah, we're still flushing all this whole thing out. But yeah, man. Outside of that, you got anything else, B?
Nope, that's about it.
All right. Cool. So, again, always, man, keep the comments coming. Keep chatting it up with us. Like I said, I think this whole Dead End Gaming community that we're building is really, really dope. And we just appreciate getting a chance to kind of bond with you guys on this level. And follow us on Twitch. Follow the Dead End Games Twitch account. Is Dead End Games or Dead End Video Games? It'll be in the comment.
It'll be in the comment
description.
Because you confuse me when you be like Dead End Gaming, and I look up Dead End Video Game.
I'm a little upset. I couldn't get everything. And then, of course, the Dead End Games Twitter. Follow B on Twitch. Follow me on Twitch.
BZ430, BEEZY430.
Yeah,
across the board.
At KBNch. I'm still trying to get
my following's still going up. I'm like at 500 now.
Yeah, I'm at like maybe 100.
I'm about to be a Twitch partner. I'm telling you. They're going to make me a partner. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
They're going to make me a partner. I feel it.
I felt a little embarrassed because I was like, oh, man, let me see how many followers I got. 84. What the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. So I got to – y'all can help be out doing –
telling you,
here.
Man, because I got that camera. I got that camera, man. I got that PS4 camera. They love it, man. I be cracking up.
My following went up last night. I didn't even tweet it out. So, yeah, so it went up. So, yeah, y'all keep that up, man. We'll keep streaming. And, you know, Modest working on the logo for us. And once we get that, that'll be the first tweet post everywhere.
Shout out to Modest Media.
And then, yeah, hit them up if you guys need anything. And then we'll be off and running, man.
You said how you look back at your
–
is what? ModestMediaLLC.com. Make sure y'all check it out.
Yes, sir. So, all right, man. We'll catch you guys next week. We out. Peace.
Peace.